The intention was
Lisa?
Yeah.
When the energy has dropped away.
Yeah.
Completely, like it seems to be in your case, is it possible that it comes back again, claiming again?
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't even know for sure that, like, that I got the whole kind of idea of the me energy is such a bizarre idea. But it's a good way to be able to communicate about this contracted energy. And then I began to not know what that was anymore. So I'm not even sure if, well, there's not, I don't even know how you'd know it's gone for sure or not gone. Or if it comes back or not comes back. All of these things I get a bit of a question mark around.
Yeah, because when it's gone, how does...
You know that.
Who can it know if there is nobody? It can't be recognized that it's gone.
You can only think about it. There can only be thoughts about it appearing. But they're just thoughts. In comparison to before.
Mm-hmm.
Something seemed to happen. Something seemed to change from... It was an energetic thing from living in this me world, which is contracted and tight and sort of always looking backwards and forwards. And it kind of really feels like you're living your life. And then to this, like, I can understand why speakers say it's about being present, and it's not really about being present, but I can understand why they say that, because this becomes, I can't even say that. I'm going to say this becomes so the important thing, but even saying that doesn't really get it. Like some people say it becomes silent or empty or weighty or I don't know. There seemed to be a change from that. But then the whole idea of me being there and not being there becomes a weird idea after. Because there's still a description of what the character does, there's still the character has to get on with its business. And that appears and disappears. Like that comes up sometimes when the character needs to do something, or when people are asking, or when you're socializing, it often comes up more, the character. They're describing what the body's done. I actually feel sometimes when I'm talking to people and we talk a lot in the way of there's me and then there's not a me, I always feel a bit like, that really gets it wrong.
That's not really true.
Yeah. It really, there's a me and then there's not a me. How the hell does one even begin to talk about this? You gotta say something.
Would you say that one of the keys to recognize whether the me is not there is that there is no suffering? So that if that's a thought I know I'm expressing.
But
if the suffering came up again, then it might mean that the me is.
But. Yeah, but only when that thought comes up, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just looking at the floor.
Yeah.
Or talking with a friend. And then the thought comes up, oh, there's not been any suffering. But that's a weird thought as well. There's not been any suffering for 20 years. It seems logical when you're seeing yourself as somebody in time. It's so funny, the more and more you talk about this, the more and more rubbish you need to become. Funny.
I think all the non-duality speaker will end up in silence.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. There does seem to be a change, but as soon as you say it, even saying there seems to be a change is just a thought that's passed now. But then also I like saying bodies that aren't taking it personally anymore. I like that more than there is a me or not a me. Like bodies that haven't got that personal center anymore. Mm. That contracted energy. But
But when I ask you about the absence of the me, in that moment, when you answer, before you answer, there is no recognition that there is no me. It's just a response or whatever.
So if you were to directly ask it, the question feels odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a question like, how are you? Like, so if you were to say, is there no me there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, one of those, you know what I mean? Have you ever done that pointing at you? This is really unsatisfying if I start saying this sort of thing, because I can't even say something for sure about what it's the end of. It seems to be the end of this suffering or contracted energy. Yeah.
For me, it's like the awesome thing is that you give us permission to be like a kid. For me, it's being like permission to stop being adult. And also, 20 passes.
Yes.
For me, even looks like a child. Like,
yeah.
80, 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even behaves like a child.
Sure, laughing.
Yeah. So it's possible, or perhaps even probable, that there are some other bodies, perhaps Indian or Australian farmers, who have the same experience or similar experience without even giving a shit about it, just continuing their body mind experience or their life, how we tell them, how we say it.
Especially if they've never been identified, they just think the human's odd.
Yeah.
They just be like, so complicated. Maybe we'd name them as like autistic or.
Yeah.
Actually, he's got Asperger's.
But that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probable,
yeah.
In the world,
yeah.
In our world,
yeah.
That we know as
well. I think we'd call them stupid or simple.
Even tribes, perhaps. Even whole tribes, perhaps.
So. Yeah. And it does seem to be that when I look at humans, there's humans that have more, a stronger identity and less strong identity. Or less taking life personally. So different cultures seem to be less identified. Western cultures seem to be the most identified.
Mm.
We got everything. Who'd have thought?
First world.
You got it all. We were so convinced that our happiness was about being someone, being something, having things. We were told by society, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? Who are you going to be? And we're always obsessed with what we're showing people, what we look like. Is it shameful not to have enough money, or this car, or these clothes? We're always wanting to be something. And it was never about what we were looking for. It was never about being something. It was just about being. We got lost in the things. And our society is so heavy on this. Be something, be something.
So there's even some craziness in the sitting together and talking about, I still feel my me, and do you, how is it if you don't feel the me anymore? Or is this the reason we are talking about this and arguing about percentages of me or not, or about the words, are they better or not, or you apologizing, or did he explain perfectly,
It's all crazy.
There is some, even, yeah, also this.
But it's happening.
But it's, yes, and it's happening. Yeah.
It couldn't be any other way. There's not individuals here creating this. It's been created by nothing. This is just a flow of energy expressing itself. And here we are. It's mad as anything. We have caterers?
Yes.
Wow. It can be uncomfortable for the human because they've been taught, what are you going to be in the future? And the concept of, or the idea of just being is very confusing to something that's been trained to be something. So just being is, what? And they try to ask, what's the activity of being? And they look for the activity of being.
To be or not to be, that is the question. That's the quest.
We need to know we're here for something.
What?
We need to know we're here for something. The human needs to know it's here for something. Like that it's here, having a purpose and going somewhere, even if it's liberation or learning how to be.
That I know of, especially in the States and the UK, when the baby is born, even before finding a name for him, the father rushes to the kindergarten to enroll the baby, so that he will have a place there in 3 or 4 years' time, so then he can go to the school which corresponds to the job he's going to get when he goes to university. I mean, it is so mad, this whole wheel of... And there's nobody there.
The humans have done a good job at surviving. and made themselves fucking unhappy doing it then.
If there were no reason for life, it would be blowing for the mind, but very relaxing and relieving for the rest of the system.
Yeah. Yet there's nowhere to get to. It's just a happening. What could possibly be the reason for this? We look at the earth to find our reason, and sometimes it's a very small reason. The reason is, oh, I've got to write a book. Or my reason is, I'll be here for my children, whatever we tell ourselves the reason is. What could possibly be it? And I was saying this yesterday about how we often come to the conclusion that saving the world is the reason. That seems like the grandest, most noble one.
Liberation.
Oh yeah. Or liberation. Getting enlightened and then saving all other beings from suffering.
But you also say that it's grace whether it happens or not.
I don't know if I quite use those words, but it's not your doing, it's not something that you do. You are never in control of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that you're going to make happen. You's going to get dissolved, or that personal energy gets deconstructed.
But it sounds funny, but do something. I can meditate, or I can put my attention to this moment,
yeah,
instead of hundreds, thousands of other things.
And you think that's more enlightened?
And this helps you get better.
But it's just a thought that you think it helps. That's what's happening, and it couldn't be any other way if your attention is going to less thoughts or one particular thought, or there's a focus happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you're not found in that. That's something that's appearing. And it's no different. It sounds dramatic when I say this, but it's no different, the appearance of choices that say, let's meditate. It's no different from the way the light's appearing. And the sounds are appearing, and the voice of Visa is appearing. It's happening in the same way. It's just with that energy of, I'm choosing, comes this dynamic that feels like it's in here, and it's something to do with you, and that you're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you choose those impulses? They just appear. So it goes, okay, let's meditate. But that's not you that's saying, okay, let's meditate. That's appearing in this freedom.
Mm.
It's appearing in this. Who chooses that thought that says, let's meditate?
It feels like, okay, it's not like, but it can happen. Or, I can let it happen. It feels like
you're rejecting attention.
Yeah.
But that's not you. That's a functioning happening. That's where it's like this energy which is shouting me, me, me. But it's just happening. When it can be seen that attention movement is not being chosen by somebody. But it feels like you're doing it because it feels these energies feel like they're inside the body and there's a center here.
Mm-hmm.
So you moving your attention or you listening now is not your action.
Yeah.
But it gives the appearance that somebody is. And with that appearance, the person gets lost in all this mental activity. What I should choose, what's the right thing, how do I make my happiness, how do I get there, what's the best thing for the future, and it starts living in this time-bound reality rather than what's actually happening, all from the assumption that you exist independently. But those impulses were never yours, were never you or yours, they just appeared like the light appears. It's amazing, and it's really shocking as well. And you know this half the time, your body and that those impulses are just doing, and there's no sense that you're doing. Like driving the car or riding the bicycle, it turns at the right moment.
Mm.
But then when you stop and eat your cake, you're like, oh, I drove my bike right wrong, or I shouldn't have done this, or I smashed into another car or something. And you blame yourself. But most of the time, the experience isn't that you're doing, it's just a happening. But it comes with these energies which are really convincing, because it feels like the center's here,
mm-hmm.
or here, or here, or behind the eyes.
Really?
Yeah. It sometimes can change depending on who you're in relationship with, but normally you have a center, something that you feel like you have a center, but it's actually empty. It's this vast emptiness that's endless. It's not rooted in there, and there's not a separate world out there. That amness is everywhere. That original amness that goes, I am, and it feels like you're in there, is actually everywhere. It's not bound there. It's an illusion. It's a waking dream. So the body's awake, but it's a dream, like at night, playing while the body's awake. You've never influenced anything. It feels like you've influenced so many things, but you never influenced anything. This is so profound, though, to the human that believes it's influencing everything and that it's got a life. I forget how profound it is, really. Especially to the majority of society. But it's so obvious.
Or to do self-inquiry, you don't recommend it.
If it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it leads. Ultimately, the me is going to get destructive because everything that appears disappears. In a way, there's no future and no past. It's all appearing now.
Yeah.
And it's not really happening. Seems like it is, though.
So even a pity with a meat-infected part of the humanity is not really necessary.
So even what?
Even a pity. To feel pity with a meat-infected part of humanity is not.
It's
no sense.
Yeah, because it's kind of a dream anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking about that as if that's actually happening, but where is this me-infected humanity? It's only there when the me sees it. Otherwise, everything's empty. In a way, it's a dream as well. This is it. Who do you pity? It's just appearances.
This mandala above you is so beautiful.
either you, sometimes you're using the word surrender. For some people, this seems to be the highest, to surrender to God, of to life. And, but if there is nobody, then what's the meaning of surrender?
I said the opposite way around. Is the end about one that's resisting? So it's not about somebody surrendering to this. It's the one that thinks that it's in control of this and thinks it's running the boat, which is the resistance. Falling away, the one that's driving this, who's desperately trying to get the right way and to the right place. I think surrender is something that's used more in America. More popular in America, surrender, the word.
Mm-hmm. But this one, in reality, this one doesn't exist. It seems he or she falls away.
All the time it's falling away. It's never really existing. It's not like the floor or the wall or the... Not that they're really existing. They're questionable as well. But this thing, the me energy, is never, ever found. It's never really happening. It's like a waking dream. It disappears so often, like drinking the tea, walking along, driving a car. And you don't notice it. You're looking for bliss, or the person, not you, but the person is looking for bliss, or an experience, or something at least. Not just this. You would look for just what's happening.
Always something else.
Yeah. It would be a crazy person.
It must be better.
Just this, yeah.
And what about when people telling that there's a flame between the master and disciple, and this there's an inflammation, like something happening between the both of them? What about this?
I don't know about that. I don't know what's happening here. I've heard many people say different things, you know, it's, you're looking at yourself or you're seeing nothing, there's sort of an energetic exchange. And I'm just not sure.
And there is no use in naming it.
No, it's just a happening. Couldn't be any other way that this is what's appearing. There was nobody in any of the bodies that directed them here. Life is so amazing and so creative. It's so silly of the human to think that it's driving this. I was watching last night on YouTube. This was just amazing. It's called a series that I've been watching on and off. I haven't watched it all the way through. I've been watching bits on YouTube called Flight. And it's all about birds. And they filmed, this was just incredible, the growth. And then they speed it up of a bird in an egg. And it was, and they kind of describe what was happening at each point. And it was just amazing because there was the yellow bit and the see-through bit. And then the yellow bit started to get a red dot in it. And then you began to see, I mean, it was really ugly at stages. Like this red was spreading. And then you began to see a spine, then a head, and then it looked like a baby or something in a fetus position. And it was just so beautiful seeing it. And they were explaining all the different science words that create it to grow, but they were also saying, this is so mysterious, why is this happening? Why is this, and it was, I've seen plants grow in a fast forwarded to put it onto film, but never a bird grow, and it was really spectacular. It was so bizarre that it's happening. And to think that you have done anything, like, this body's grown by itself. The hair grows by itself. The hearing's happening by itself. The eyes are looking by themselves. The feet grew by themselves. The body goes to the toilet by itself. It digests by itself.
Even when the person is dead, the hair is growing.
It's crazy. And then the person claims this very limited thing, which is normally about action, what they've chosen to do. And they get so mad that the other one's chosen to do. And it's one just energy creating all these spectacular forms which aren't separate. As soon as you call them one form, they're changing into something else. Like, it was amazing seeing this yolk, what I eat, turn into this bloody thing, and then this kind of ugly, spiny thing, and this head and this fetus thing, and then finally a bird, and then suddenly the bird, this is just so amazing, it's moving around. It's just mind-blowing. And when the humans just spend so much activity in what I've done, what they've done to me, it's so much about that. What I've done, what I need to be, what I'm going to be, what I look like, what they've done. And it's all about action. And there's nobody acting, it's just the happening. So much anticipation about what they're going to do to me. He didn't love me enough. I mean, even the idea, he didn't love me enough. What the hell is love? He needs to love me more. He needs to clean the house more. It's just so bizarre, the fact that it's even happening, let alone these very limited concepts that are taken to be a truth. And the human just spends his agony in this unreal world. Very unreal world. Not the other things. Particularly real. I don't know what this is. Couldn't tell you what's happening here, but... Yeah, so this program is amazing. It's called Flight. And it's made... I think it's a religious program. I think it's... I think they're promoting intelligent design or God or something. But in doing that, they're really making it seem freaking awesome, the fact that anything actually appears. I think they were pointing to the fact that there must be somebody creating this. Somebody sitting in a heaven, like, ting! And there's the movement. But they were just talking about how wonderful it's all about birds, just how amazing the creation of birds are.
It sounds like a vicious circle. The me can never detect the error it is going.
No, because it is the error, in a way. Not, yeah, I mean, the error sounds like a bad like thing. It's not like a bad thing, but it is the like the me is set up to look for something better, and that's how it knows itself, with comparison and what I need, what I should have. And it was most probably only ever about evolution and improving your circumstance. You look to your neighbour and you're like, oh yeah, we could do this better. By the ability to think, we got into this activity of looking for something else. Looking for something, looking, looking, looking. And you'll never find what's being talked about, because what's being talked about is what's happening. And you can't find what's happening because it's always moving and there's nothing happening, no thing happening. You can't find what's happening.
So survival of the fittest is only a concept, a human concept. What's happening is survival of the survivors.
It is a concept, but it seems to be that the objects, all objects are set up to survive. This world of growth, and then turning into something else. So the humans just got carried away with itself. Or carried away with this whole idea of survival, being something, being the best, getting things, who I am, what I am. Got carried away in that game.
This endeavor, this trying.
Yeah. So uncomfortable to want something else. It's an energetic experience, very energetic. That you're not good enough. That you, as you are right now, just there naked, even though the clothes are on, don't look naked. Is not enough. That's how the human always feels. That this nakedness and this right here, which is absolutely naked and bare, isn't enough. I need to be something else than this. I need to show everyone that I'm successful, that I'm good at surviving. I need to attract the most women or men. I need to be the funniest. I need to be something special. I need people to like me. It's sad that the human has to do that game, but in another way it's not sad, it's just happened. And the core sense of the human being most of the time is, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough to be loved. I've been rejected. I'm gonna be rejected. This isn't enough. So it moves and moves and moves and moves, keeps jumping. And it forgets the wonder of the carpet, of the breathing, of the light, of the door, of the bird, of the sound. It forgets the wonder of what's actually happening.
And responsibility is also only an idea in the head of the teacher.
And that doesn't mean that, so everyone, when I say this whole thing, everyone always assumes that that the human will be bad without this person. They think that the end of responsibility means that people will be really selfish and horrible. It's actually not my experience. The human's actually a very giving animal. It's a communal animal.
What?
The human's actually a very giving animal. It's a communal animal. And so the assumption that it's bad and selfish and just solely surviving, it's not a tiger. It survives in a community. It's actually the assumption that the human will then go around raping and killing and it's just an ego game. I've got to control myself. I've got to control others. So when they hear me saying this, they often feel like I'm saying, that badness is the way, or badness is good, or it's okay, and there's nothing, I'm not even going and saying it's okay or not okay. It's just there's nobody in the body being responsible. There's nobody, that's ever done anything. There's just appearances happening. And when that collapses, the body will just carry on as it was, living as a communal animal. I won't go around taking all the money and food and screw everyone else.
Do you know how this works? That the experience that we are the doer is nearer than the experience that we are not the doer. Do you know how this works?
No.
Do you understand the question?
No.
You don't understand the question? We were talking about it yesterday, Paul. You remember? How is it working that this feeling arises that I can make a choice? But in reality, what we're talking about, it's not possible to make a choice.
Yeah.
But still, there are many human beings who have the experience, I can make a choice. I can lift my hand. I did it. You see, Lisa, I did it.
Yeah.
The right hand, and now the left hand. Look, I know what I do. How is this working? But it's not me that is, who is doing that.
No.
Not me that is doing that. So proud. I'm so proud of that.
But that's so sweet.
I'm so proud that I can do that. And it's not that. So how is this?
I don't know.
It's like a snail that wants to bite itself in the tail.
Would it feel like you were doing it if thinking it never happened?
No.
And just be happening. I don't know how it happens and why that happens. There's an appearance of choice, but it's not anybody making choices. There's an urge that the body seems to have, but that's not you, that's appearing in something, in this boundlessness. Doesn't get why.
It's a very narrow range of experience, this human,
yeah.
Of life.
Well,
I don't know. Because
you know when you're saying there's an appearance of choice, is it, does it actually feel like it's inside that body? Where does the choice feel like it's coming from?
I don't know.
Well, I can't remember what point was to that, but we don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where I was going with that. But. It could be, it could actually be coming from the clouds. I don't know what that means. This is so empty.
But there's the expression out of the blue.
Yeah.
So it's kind of out of the blue.
What? Everything.
Everything out of the blue. With or without clouds.
I want to say something about like my own theory about self.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like when I was 17 and lost my girlfriend, it was like such a.
She died, or you just lost her.
And then she just said, "Fuck off." Okay. It was like such an intense and endless tragedy. I went with a bottle of water to the lake and thought about hanging myself. And. It's also possible in the positive, right? When I do something and people tap me on the back and say, "You're the special person," and I feel like,
"Whoa!" Yeah.
So like, there's like so much potential in this like having me. The universe says, "Why not like make something really? Where else can I experience this tragedy and this?"
It certainly does create a whole new form of experiencing, taking life personally.
Yeah.
To feel like the savior or to feel like the crush.
Yeah.
Was that your theory?
This is my theory.
Oh, okay. That was a short one. You normally always are trying to stop someone with their theory. 2 hours later, never.
So you're not sitting here to help other me's to collapse?
And I don't know why I'm staying here, I'm just staying here.
Because my mind is telling me all the time, this is the reason why she's sitting here. So I just have to put it in the other way around. You're not sitting here because of that. Okay. Or perhaps.
I don't know. I think I've fell asleep for a little bit. I'm not terrible. I don't think you guys noticed either.
We're still doing amazing.
No, we're all sleeping.
Isa, can you say something about this issue of subject and object? Because some people really like to talk about it, and when I'm listening, always it sounds very wise, and but actually I never understood.
What do they say about subject and object? There's no subject and object.
Yes, and not to make a subject and object, and I
don't know what they're talking about either. It's just very simple from this perspective, is that everything is moving. This is going to be really simple. Everything is in movement, and as everything is in movement, it means there's no things. That's it. Because everything's moving, so you'll never get a thing. I think that's maybe what they were talking about, subject and object, I'm not sure.
No, everything is energy, because if you go down to the atomics, then it's only energy.
It's constantly changing, constantly, even right now. And because of that change, I mean, it's so beautiful change, but the human fears change because of it fears loss, but loss is really beautiful. Because everything's changing, this gets to be experienced. But because it's all changing, that means there's nothing happening. There's nothing happening. There's no thing happening. You can't, everything, including the camera that looks like it's a pretty solid thing, it's in movement too. And we're not even sure if when we turn the head, it appears. I mean, science, if it still exists, if we don't look at it, if it exists, like science is beginning to proves that, and it's not looked at, it doesn't exist, it disappears. God knows where it disappears to. Why? But everything's moving, therefore there's no thing. I don't know, I think that's a subject-object thing, what everyone's talking about. There's no object, there's no subject. That means that completely wipes out the idea also that there's a solid you or I. How could that be if everything's moving? Including thoughts always moving as well. And it's so beautiful that, because that means everything is being lost continuously. And loss isn't what we think it is. Loss isn't the enemy. Loss is the beauty. It wouldn't be this if there wasn't this movement, this loss, this disappearing. This constant change from one thing to another. It's so full on a dramatic life, but I mean, it's amazing. Like, for these bodies to exist, we have to eat other things. A full reality. And it's more gruesome for the dogs, or not the dogs, the tigers or the the wildlife. Mm-hmm. A lot more gruesome. This body is made up of everything. Everything. This body is everything. Then we can go to another way of looking at it and just say, who's looking anything? Who is there looking? Where does looking start or stop? Or where does any sensing start and stop? Does it start at the beginning of the air? Or what's seen? Where does my looking at you stop? Even who is the one looking? And where does it start? Where's the beginning of seeing or experiencing? So that even questions experiencing. If you can't find the start and stop of experiencing, are we experiencing? What a great subject this is. So we feel the cold. The dog is no different from the cold. So we feel, as humans, we feel this cold that's out there. The dog cannot perceive that it's feeling cold. It's not separate from the cold. That's just it. You know what I mean by cold? The cold weather? It cannot perceive it's feeling the cold. There is just cold. It's not even the word cold.
I have two children, and they both did the same thing. It was funny to watch. When they throw away the things, they are gone at a certain stage. And then they both do the same thing, take this thing and throw it back, and then they... and then throw it back. And the both of them did it about 1 hour. Yes. And after that, something starts, because when they sit somewhere, this goes up, and before, it was gone.
Yeah.
It was broken, it's away.
Yeah.
And after experience of going around, it's always, it's there, that's moving.
Oh, that's funny. How old were they when they were doing it?
One and a half.
They were?
One.
Yeah.
And when they sit at the seat before, everything is bumping down somewhere, it was no problem. Afterwards, it was a problem.
They wanted to be sat somewhere, particularly.
They want it back.
They want it back.
They want it back because they know it still exists.
I see.
Yes. And then there was the experience of turning around and find again. Turning around.
And then they want it back.
Yes. It was funny because they were sitting there.
About
an hour.
Because the dog never knows this. The dog is just gone. When it stops chasing the cat, the cat's gone. Yes. And then it's just... Wow. Yeah.
And then the work of the father came.
That's funny. you must begin to notice so many neat things with kids, like how they suddenly you start perceiving that they want to be something. They want to know who they are and be something. I'm not sure what age that begins, but certainly, like a 9-year-old, you can see them trying to be something for their friends.
It was also a funny thing with my daughter, because she was able to control hands, yeah, but not her feet. Yeah, and she was very excited by her feet, but she didn't get it, because it always she couldn't control, and we have to hide the feet because she began to cry. It was about 2 months. Yes, it was very hard for a woman. And we have to hide the feet.
Well, just socks or under a blanket? Socks, did
no,
it?
No, no, she saw her feet and she wanted to grab them and was not able to. Because the feet done anything. She was not in control of the feet. They don't belong to her. It was something else.
Yeah.
So obvious that you like conquer the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
With your mind, you conquer the body. Yeah. Mm. You're not in it. You go in it.
Yeah.
Because the people don't belong to you, my daughter. And afterwards, they belong to her.
Yeah.
And elderly people lose the control of their body. Yes. And so life starts like that.
And then
at the young age and then the old age, it's getting back to that state.
Yeah.
No control. In reality, there never is any control.
Sorry?
On a deeper level, there is never is any control.
No, because who's in control of the mind? The one that says, I've conquered the body.
Yeah.
That's just an appearance as well. That's a functioning just like the body. But it's come up saying, I'm controlling the body, and it's given the appearance that there's somebody controlling the body. Amazing game. And then we die, and it's all gone. All of it. Gosh, it's quite hot now. Oh, well, hello. It's 5:15. That must have been a long nap we all took. Very quickly. Yeah, you're right. Afternoon is napping, particularly when it's hot.
Yeah.
In the winter time, it's not, but in the summer time, it's napping time. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.